My name is Hemant Gohil, and as a county extension agent with Rutgers Cooperative Extension, one of my program is to evaluate the new peach varieties that are coming out from Rutgers Tree Fruit Breeding Program that's spearheaded by Joseph Gaffreda, and evaluate them not only at the growers, orchards, but also at the research stations, and then evaluate fruit at the post-harvest lab under Dr. Dan Ward. So let me give you some background about the types of peaches based on the flesh, quality flesh type. So there are non-melting flesh peaches, mainly used for canning, but we are mostly interested in melting flesh type peaches that are used as a fresh for consumption. There are traditional melting flesh, slow melting, and then stony hard flesh varieties. So stony hard terms actually comes from the breeders, you know, it's a genetics term. Actually, they are like, you know, melting flesh. It's not like hard. It's the firm flesh, but it's a melting type. So now we have like Gloria, Scarlet Rose. These are the varieties that we are trying to give more information to the growers, because these are completely different than traditional peaches in terms of, you know, the hang time and storage. So why we are doing, this breeding program is coming out with this firm flesh peaches is one of the big problem with New Jersey's peach industry, and that's true for most of our mid-Atlantic region, is that we have this now peaches coming from California and southern states flooding the market. So there is very few way that we can compete, and one of them is the high quality peaches and firm flesh peaches, so that you know there is a longer hang time and storage duration, so grower has more time to market their fruits, and it's also good for consumers because you can have it for longer durations. So, these are the problem, that the peach fruit ripens quickly and non-uniformly on the tree. So, for some of the varieties, you have to go through, 4 to 5 picks to harvest the entire tree. How ripe should you pick them? That's always the question. And now, with these new types of peaches, we have to answer that the question. Another problem is the peach loses quality rapidly during the storage. Now, there is a narrow window of ideal storage temperature. It's like 28 to 34 degree Fahrenheit. And otherwise, you have these chilling injuries, and it's not acceptable to the consumer. So we'll take the example of Gloria peaches. Okay, and that will be kind of give us an idea about other peach varieties. Unfortunately, I will not be able to talk about those because of the time shortage. So, but Gloria can be a good model. Okay, so what happens that if you let Gloria hang longer after it has achieved commercial maturity on tree, the fruit gets sweeter, gets bigger, but firmness declines, it loses its acidity. So you want to find out, how to tell growers. Like some of the growers would let it hang for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and they began to see that problem, specifically with Gloria. So what's the sweet spot to maximize so that the grower can optimize their harvest and storage window? Well, very quickly, the Gloria, we would like to call it neat peach. That's it's a peach when you eat it, it doesn't squirt juice. It's crunchy. It has all this flavor, great flavor of traditional peaches. And there is this conception that it's firm flesh peaches are clingstone. which are hard to eat sometimes, but it's a freestone, okay, so you can easily cut and, you know, easy to eat. So we did a hang time and storage study. So what we did is that we harvested samples of commercially mature fruits from two different orchards, Circle M and Summit City Farms. And fruits were harvested at 0 days, 3, 7, 10, and 16 days after the fruit had reached commercial maturity. So at each harvest, we sampled 100 fruits, and they were immediately hydro-cooled. That's a normal practice for peach growers in mid-Atlantic region. And then they're divided into 5 groups and put it into the cold storage. Okay, at the it was like at the research station, I think 95% relative humidity. And they were held in cold storage for 1, 7, 14, 21, and 28 days, and then immediately evaluated for the fruit quality. So here is a quick layout, 5 harvest delays, and for each harvest delays, 5 days in storage, 1, 7, 14, and 21, and 28 days. So total 25 samples, 2 sites, 50 samples, and within a month and a half. So it was like very intensive experiment. So let's jump on to the results. So we evaluated fruit at the Rutgers Tree Fruit Research Center in Bridgeton. So as you harvest, as you delay harvest, okay, from 0 to 16 days, the diameter increased from about 2.8 to about 3.1 inches, which is good. But remember, like, you know, the fruit 2.75 or anything beyond 2.75 inch is considered big fruit, but our wholesalers particularly like it. The bigger the fruits, like more the tonnage and all that. So again, emphasizing that all the fruits, like, you know, were tagged on the same day, where had a same level of commercial maturity, like, you know, ready to pick. So as harvest delays increase from 0 to 16 days, you can see this soluble solids increase from 11.5 to 12.5. It's a good sweet, you know, it's not too sweet, it's really good sweet. It's a qualitative, you know, parameter, like, you know, 11.5 versus 12.5, like, you know, it's a taste. So it is still acceptable, but it kept on increasing. So that's great. So the background color is important, especially for picking decisions. And this background color, you can see it's like turns from greenish to yellowish, and that's an indicator of ripeness. And we saw that, you know, that background hue decreased from about like 78 to 65. So it was like cool yellow to mild yellow. So it was still yellow background color, not the greenish shade, but it declined. So that's great. So what happens in storage? We saw that, like, you know, after 1 day after storage, 7 days, and up to 14 days in storage, soluble solids increased, but then it stabilized. Okay. Similarly, acidity, if you see, like, up to 14 days, it declined, but it was not steep. But after, like, you know, 10 days, 2 weeks, the decline was steep. Again, all this is, like, you know, acceptable subacidic range, but you want to have it like beyond 3. So if you see the color here, it's 0, 3, 7, 10, and 16 days in, after harvest. So yeah, fruit firmness is very important, because that's a physical attribute that you want your fruit to firm, right? You know, because that is a range, like 6 to 8 pounds. So that's a unit of force. We when you use penetrometer, This is the unit that you get. So between six to eight pounds is a range where you want to display your fruit. Above that, that's good. And 10 and above is good for like letting it hang on the tree. And between two to four pounds is good for consumption. So you see that, you know, 0 days, 3 days, and then green is like 7 days. Your firmness was in that range between 6 to 8 pounds, and then it began to decline. So if we put it in three dimension, see days of harvest, sorry. Okay, so these are the days of harvest delays, days in storage, and the firmness. So we use like 7 pounds as a kind of a threshold. Anything above 7 pounds firmness is a green dot, and less than that is yellow dots. So you can see up to 10 days of harvest delay. So this is 5 and this is 10. Okay? You see, you hit the green, and then all the way up to 28 days, 30 days, it's all green. So you can like cold storage it for 30 days if you let it hang for up to 10 days, not more than that, like 8 to 10 days. So one more thing is that we did not see any flesh defect. Like, you know, this is the fruit 30 days after the storage. And these water marks are basically, that's a marks of penetrometer. So that's not the damage. A nice golden flesh texture. We loved it. And this is also good for canning. Our grower had it slices in the jar. After 1 year, you still see the integrity of flesh, like intact. It's nice. So it's compared to other varieties. So this is also very good variety for this canning. So our recommendations are for the Gloria peaches that you can let it hang for like 5 to 7 days after they reach commercial maturity. Hanging low longer than that will reduce their storage life, okay, significantly. And we don't recommend. If you let it hang, the fruit will soften on tree, but much slowly compared to all other traditional varieties. Okay. So just a quick example. I know I'm running short on time. Scarlet Rose is another firm flesh varieties. So unlike Gloria has one of the parent which has a stony hard gene pedigree. Scarlet Rose has both the parent with the stony hard gene pedigree, like insensitive to, ethylene synthesis. So that's the reason it's ripens at such a slower rate. If you see like three different days of picking and up to like 18, 19 days, it's like straight line, about 10 pounds. It's amazing. And the fruit is excellent, like, you know, melting flesh. And this compares again the White Lady and Klondike, which are like modern varieties compared to the traditional John Boy and Bounty. So we are glad that this variety, and we would like to recommend these varieties for the planting. So the take-home message is that the fruit quality and storability depends on the flesh types. Okay, if you see, there are varieties, the new varieties, which can not only hang well on the tree, does well in the cold storage, but also stays firm during shelf. Like, look at the Scarlet Rose, 0.08 pound during the cold storage and 0.8 pound per day during the shelf storage. Gloria, 0.07 pounds, that's a fruit softening rate during the cold storage, but 0.07, sorry, but it was softening just like a normal variety in this during the shelf storage. So just be aware that these are the varieties. Gloria, I call it as a savior variety because it's also bloom is a prolonged bloom time, and it protects against the frost damage. It doesn't never completely like has 100% bud loss. So, anyways, I would like to thank our grower collaborators and technical help from students and our technicians. So, thank you very much. This is Gloria on the tree, outstanding varieties. Looks like any time for questions.
No time for questions. If there are questions,
yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm here.